I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. The Faster Horses Country Music Festival is this weekend at the Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, and Current State is celebrating country music with our Live Music Friday guest, Lansing-based country artist Brian Lorente. Brian and his band, The Usual Suspects, played at the first Faster Horses Festival and will be playing a number of gigs around Michigan and the Midwest this summer. We'll talk with Brian a little bit more here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's hear a track called Room 18 from Brian Lorente.
It was raining one night about 2 a.m. She was lying there thinking about him and the times they had. She was torturing herself. She was thinking about his blue eyes looking at her and the way he made her smile, telling jokes and the way she felt looking at him. She's lying there wondering what to do, why she can't sleep, she can't move, she don't know. Yeah, she thinks to herself, why am I lying here all alone when all I gotta do is pick up the phone and tell him, see me. I'm in room 18 right down from you, and I've got something I forgot to do tonight. The door is open, won't you come on down? She put her hand to her head and then she smiled. The thought of her being so damn wild never, ever happened before. But she never put herself out there on the line, so vulnerable and scared all at the same time. She knew what she had to do and she bit her lip as she reached for the phone to call him. Heard him say hello on the other side. Her heart raced fast, pounding in the night. Yeah, she thought to herself, why am I lying here all alone when all I gotta do is pick up the phone and tell him, come see me. I'm in a room 18 right down from you, and I've got something I forgot to do tonight. Open, won't you come on down? Yeah, come on down. He was about to hang up the phone when she spoke to him, and a soft voice on the other line said, I'm in a room 18 right down from you, and I've got something I forgot to do tonight. I'm in a room 18 right down from you, and I've got something I forgot to do tonight. The door is open, won't you come on down? Yeah, come on down. Please come on down, down, down.
Room 18, Brian Lorente performing live in WKAR Studio S on a Live Music Friday. Nice tune. You sound really good today.
Thank you. This is for the earliest I've ever sang.
It is for most people that we have here, and it's amazing how often it turns out really well. But obviously, we kind of turn the musician's schedule upside down here when you agree to come
whatever
on.
You guys need. Whatever you need, we always want to help you out.
Yeah. What was your? You're a Youper, but
I am a Youper
who lives in Lansing now.
Yes, I was recruited down here. In 96, 97 to play basketball for Olivet College. And got a job working down here and met my wife at Olivet College. And here we are with our family living in Lansing area.
And you played basketball and ran track.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
What was your introduction to music and performing exactly, and how did you know you wanted to do this?
My introduction was a friend of mine, Nadia Moore. I grew up singing in the church choir, and I was in drama and all that good stuff, which is fun to be a basketball player and in drama, by the way.
Yeah.
But my friend Nadia Moore, who was in college with me, she was a singer, and her singing partner, we were always going road trips, singing in the truck. And her singing partner one day got sick, and she said, "Do you want to come do this gig with me?"
Wow.
And I said, I don't really know my songs. It's country. And she says, "Well, it pays $150 for the weekend, you know, per." I was like, "What? You know, it's you tell a college kid that." So, so that was it. That was my first performance up in Houghton Lake, and it was just infectious. I just got it right there.
So you weren't a country music fan then?
I was a country music fan. I was a very eclectic music listener as it was, and then I got into country music, and that was it. And that was I really knew. Hearing it, that genre really, really was going to work for me. And voice wise, obviously it kind of worked out wise, but, I'll never forget. I was at the Cassopolis County Fair, and I had just released, I wrote my first album, Six Strings and a Dream, here in Lansing. And I didn't have a band. I just knew I wanted to start putting music out. So I did a full album up here in Lansing, and I was at the Cassopolis County Fair, and Chris Cagle was performing. And I remember sitting in the stands, I was shaking, and I had one album in my hand. And I went down there, and I got it to his people, and they're like, "Well, we probably can't give it to him, but, you know, okay. So I go back to my seat, and I was waiting for Chris to come out, and it was probably one of the first live concerts I'd really been to, especially country. And he comes out, and the band starts, and he hits the stage, and everybody stands up, and I just start sobbing. And the people I was with looked at me and like, "What is wrong with you?" And I'm like, "That's what I want to do. That is exactly what I want to do." Right. Wow. What he was doing. And I didn't know it was going to come. It just, bam, it hit me. And I just started sobbing. Like, I was unbelievable.
An emotional epiphany.
Yeah. And I've been lucky enough to have a lot of those moments to get to come out to big crowds and things and do things like that. But that was it right there.
We'll remind our listeners that Brian and his band, The Usual Suspects, were visitors to WKAR-TV's Backstage Pass not too long ago, and you can still view that performance online at WKAR.org. We don't have a whole lot of time left, unfortunately. You are working on another album now, doing some recording both locally and in Nashville. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're getting some songs shipped up from Nashville. My hope and dream is to do a two-part EP, five songs from Nashville, five songs of ours. And we're going to be doing some recording here shortly for the first track. And we already got some video stuff shot from some of our performances with our buddy Frankie Ballard and some other guys. And hopefully soon, in the next several months, we'll be able to start putting out some new music.
All right. Brian Lorente, our Live Music Friday guest here this week. We're going to have you play us out here just a little bit. Brian, after I give a little more information here to our listeners, Brian and his band, The Usual Suspects, have a busy summer performance schedule, not just in Michigan, but in places like Fort Wayne and in Chicago. Their next gig in our listening area will be at the Back Road Saloon in Marshall on August 22nd. That's our show for today. Coming up next week, we'll be taking a little bit of a break, but you can still tune in every morning. We'll be here with encore episodes, The Best of Current State, all week long next week, while we lay in the sun for a little bit, hopefully. We could use it. The executive producer of Current State is Peter Wharf. April Van Buren directed our show today. Thanks also to Melissa Benmark, Scott Pohl, Kevin Lavery, and Drew Hill. What are you going to play us out with, Brian?
I'm going to do a little instrumental of a song that our guys wrote called Mexico Moon.
Mexico Moon, Brian Lorente. We'll see you soon on Current State on WKAR.
Sitting on the beach and got nothing to do. Sipping cool margaritas and I'm thinking of you. Trying to figure out just what went wrong. Well, the work piled up and I lost my cool. So the boss man sticking goodbye to you. When a red eye landed me right on the coast of Cancun. lots of phases of life that we all go through. Baby, don't be afraid, 'cause I'll be coming back home.